By Benjamin Davis, and he will talk about timing and rates of fertilizer and applications influence corn yield and total N uptake.
Thank you. My name is Benjamin Davies. I'm a graduate student at the University of Minnesota, and I work with Paolo Pagliari and Jeff Coulter. Like Fabian said, I'll be presenting today on the timing and rate of fertilizer and how that influences corn yield from last year, as well as total nitrogen uptake. So as we are probably all very aware, mineral fertilizers have made it possible to help sustain the world's growing population and has helped spare millions of acres and ecologically sensitive systems that otherwise would have been converted to cropland. As a result, today's economic and environmental challenges are driving increased interest in nitrogen use efficiency. I guess a previous presenter talked about how many nitrogen rates experiments are enough. I don't think we're there yet. There have been, since the early 1940s, the effects of different split applications have been studied. Is when Jordan et al. In the 1950s evaluated side dressing. Traditionally, nitrogen has been split in two applications, usually at preplant and at V6, and that's been shown to enhance nitrogen use efficiency. But there's been limited research on nitrogen use efficiency when corn is split among three applications. So this is what we were focused on. The objectives, and how about this? Objectives was to determine if corn yield, nitrogen uptake, and nitrogen use efficiency would be influenced by splitting it into two or three applications, and then this would allow us to determine whether that split application nitrogen could allow less fertilizer to be used without reducing the corn yields. So this experiment was carried out in three locations in Minnesota. The first site, Becker, is in central Minnesota. It was an irrigated site, Huberd Mossford loamy sand with 1.8% organic matter. The second site was Lamberton, Minnesota, in southwest Minnesota. It's a rain-fed system, Normania loam with 4.2% organic matter. And the last site in southern Minnesota, Waseca, is also a rain-fed site. It's a nickelite clay loam with 4.4% organic matter. The experiment, it was a randomized complete block design. There were 10 treatments, which I'll get into later. Each location, there were four replications, and this was corn. It was planted corn following soybean. The fertilizer was all hand-applied. In the fall applications, it was Super U, and in the pre-plant and in-season applications, urea was used. All other nutrients were supplied at non-limiting levels according to University of Minnesota guidelines so that we could focus on the effects of nitrogen. So there were 10 treatments, as I said. The first treatment was control. Second, all fertilizer applied in the fall at 100% University of Minnesota guidelines. It's important to note that these recommendations change and vary depending at the site. So at the Becker site, it's 100% is equivalent to 210 pounds of nitrogen per acre, whereas at Lamberton and Waseca, 100% recommendation is 120 pounds per nitrogen per acre. So the fall, we did 100% rate all in the fall, 125% all in the fall. Again, similarly for pre-plant, 125, then a split application of pre-plant and V6, so 50% of the nitrogen applied at preplant, 50% at V6. We looked at the effects of 75% total, 75% recommended rates, as well as 100% recommended rates. And then the last three, we looked at splitting the total application into three. So a third at preplant, a third at V6, and a third at R1. And this was looked at 50% recommended rates, 75%, and 100% recommended rates. So throughout the growing season, we took seven sober samples, and these were measured for dry matter yield as well as nitrogen uptake, as well as grain yield at harvest. And today I'll be talking about just grain yield, total plant uptake, nitrogen uptake, as well as a few nitrogen use efficiency parameters. So our results, when doing the analysis, it was very significant between treatment and location. So as a result, all the results will be by location, because since we're aware of that significant relationship. So at Becker, the triple split had the highest yield at 14.3 megagrams per hectare, followed by the triple split at 75%, 50%, as well as the preplant and V6 at 100% recommended rates. For above ground nitrogen uptake, results were similar, with again the triple split at 100% having 171 kg per hectare, followed by the preplant V6 and R1 at 75%. Looking at the agronomic efficiency and recovery efficiency, agronomic efficiency was measured as yield, difference in yield to the control divided by fertilizer rate, and the recovery was difference in total nitrogen uptake minus the total nitrogen uptake of the control divided by fertilizer, a total amount of nitrogen applied. So the agronomic efficiencies, we see that the triple split was significantly different, followed by the preplant and V6, and then the full applications in the fall and the preplant. And the recovery efficiency was similarly, with the triple split showing significant differences. However, before we jump to conclusions that lower rates at a triple split is necessarily the most economically, is the most efficient method, studies have shown that in the short term, efficiencies increase as the rates of fertilizer application are decreased below economic optimum. So that could allow us to falsely conclude that the lowest fertilizer rates would result in the most efficient cropping system. As we know, like, production depends on a lot of other non-nutrient inputs as well. So since this is just results after 1 year, it's a little early to jump to conclusions. However, research going forward should provide more clarity on the actual efficiencies we hope to see. So for Lamberton, grain yields were not very different. For Lamberton, grain yields were not very different. They ranged, if you ignore the control, they ranged from about 2.2 megagrams per hectare up to about 14.7 megagrams per hectare. So unlike Becker, Lamberton, the preplant at 125% recommended rates had the highest yields at 14.7, followed by preplant at 100% recommended rates. Followed by the preplant and V6 at 100% and preplant at 100%. So above ground yields, similarly, you see all of that taking the highest above ground nitrogen uptakes took place at fall at 125% and preplant at 100 and 125%, whereas above ground nitrogen uptake decreased under the split applications. For agronomic efficiency, we see that the triple split at 50% had the highest agronomic efficiency, along with, but as I mentioned earlier, it's a little early to jump to conclusions. And however, for the recovery efficiency, there was no significant difference between all 10 treatments. For Waseca, we see that preplant at 125% was significantly had the highest yields at 11.2 megagrams per hectare, followed by preplant at 100%, and then the split applications followed in yield. For the above ground nitrogen uptake, there wasn't really any significant difference. They all were in the high 200 to low 300 kg per hectare. Agronomic efficiencies also were relatively similar, so significance, there is some, but it's very little, and then there was no recovery no significant difference in recovery efficiencies in Waseca. So overall, conclusions, you can tell that at Becker, what we're finding is that the triple split has, or at least it has an effect on influencing the grain yields and the above ground nitrogen uptake. So timing of fertilizer seems to be showing a significant difference, and hopefully as the research develops, we can tease that out more. Overall, the splitting of the total N rate into three or two applications improved grain yield and reduced nitrogen rates. However, reduced nitrogen rates at the triple split did produce similar yields to the 100% guidelines at preplant and V6. We didn't take into economic factors though, so this is just very preliminary data in terms of if a triple split actually would be possible on a farmer scale. In Lamberton though, there were very limited differences in grain yield, regardless of rate or timing of nitrogen application, particularly between the treatments, as I said. Receiving one nitrogen application in the fall or in the spring. In addition, splitting the recommended nitrogen rates between planting and V6 produced greater yields than the split applications. However, at Waseca, reduced N rates did reduce yields, and nitrogen at preplant tended to improve the grain yields. So at Waseca and Lamberton, splitting the reduced N rates caused significant reduction in yields compared to the recommended rates. The limited rainfall at the non-irrigated locations, Lamberton and Waseca, likely decreased the corn's ability to absorb the nitrogen applied at timing. So with that, I'd like to thank the Minnesota Agricultural Fertilizer Research and Education Council for their funding of this research, as well as Jeff Fetch and Lee Costner for their help in running the experiment, and Emily Evans for her help in data analysis. Thank you.
Are there any questions?
Yes. It could be. So recovery efficiencies can be low, or have been shown to be low, even if it is an efficient system, because it could be. I mean, it is a very sandy site. Like, that's why nitrogen rates obviously are a lot higher, and that's why we see, especially in, like, the fall applications, yields tend to decrease compared to the split application. So yeah, it could be nitrification. Leaching is also a factor in that as well.
Can you guys measure any type of losses?
What?
Can you guys measure any type of losses?
We did take measurements for in irrigation, but it's not the main focus of the study. I mean, the study is primarily focusing on the effects of timing of application, but we also take into consideration the effects on, like, microbial activity. But in terms of actual loss of the system in water, no.
That's another question here, I think, first, or we'll go to that one.
I may have missed it. How did you make the R1 in application?
It was hand applied. All fertilizer applications were hand applied.
To the surface?
To the surface. And then at Becker, it was irrigated in, and at Lamberton, Waseca, it was trenched in. We haven't really moved it forward to the farm scale yet. So yeah, the plots are still just to see if there is an actual difference. Then we'll move in, if there is, as the research develops, then we try to determine economic feasibility.
All right, so time is up. Thank you.
Thank you.